Do you think King Arthur told his son, why don't you take the Merlin for a spin? Do you think King Arthur told his son, why don't you play with the Merlin? The Merlin, it can be many things, glorious and sometimes seen, but often only heard. When recorded, you know, it can be a song. And when Merlin spoke, he could do no wrong. Well, except when he did, but I'm not going there. Let's just think of him as perfect. So do you think that Merlin played a Merlin, or perhaps he played something else with strings, or maybe, just maybe, he preferred something else, like playing wine glasses? Do you think at the table there was the glorious Merlin, surrounded by wine glasses with varying amounts, just sitting on his own and almost in a trance, making songs for himself? So now you know that I'm kind of like Merlin. I mostly make songs for myself. But now you know that I don't have to use my magic to capture them. The songs are recorded quite easily. I don't need to sacrifice bees. Do you think that caused beehive failure too because of magic? Someone's strange black magic. I think it is more likely pesticides. They just destroy bees like they destroy bugs. So what do you think Merlin would do for the bees? Do you think that he thought they were the buzz? I think Merlin, yes, the Merlin, he liked to eat his fruit and other foods pollinated by bees, but he was restricted to lazy European bees instead of glorious bumblebees. For bumblebees are harder working than the Europeans. They work in greater weather conditions, and they even work in darker light. That's why they are awesome, yes. So now you know that the great, great Merlin, he just played his music for himself while drinking something sweetened with honey and thinking of something else.